Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, first, again, Mazel Tov. Glad to hear the news. Jonas is now married.
He's married, and we are delighted, and we love his bride. We love him. It's just been a fantastic time. We're down in the Big Easy at New Orleans for one of the greatest celebrations you've ever seen, including when the service is over, a brass band miraculously appears, New Orleans style, and we go dancing around with Jonas and Andrea leading this group, waving handkerchiefs, having this wonderful, what they call, second line. It was terrific.
Sounded wonderful. Well, we turn to the crisis at hand, obviously. We're hearing this morning on NPR the Senate is perhaps going to make a deal as early as today to reopen the government. But what's going to happen in the House?
Well, yeah, I think that's right. I'm always reminded of Slim Pickens riding on the bomb in Dr. Strangelove as he goes, yahoo, going down towards the bottom. The Republicans' polling is just worse and worse. And the people who are leading this sort of Tea Party revolution, who have Speaker Boehner in their group, seem to be saying no. So if the Senate is coming up with this deal, everybody's saying, oh, yeah, the Senate is up to the Senate now. But the Senate has made deals before and sent them over to the House, and the House doesn't take them up. If the Speaker Boehner, were to allow a vote to get us out of this mess, it would pass. There's no question there are enough Republicans and Democrats to do it. He won't do it. He's afraid of losing his speakership, I suspect. He needs to keep the Tea Party guys happy, and it is a mess. But I have a feeling we're going eyeball to eyeball now, and we'll have to see whether the Speaker comes around.
Spoke to Mike Spain this morning about a fascinating story in the Times Union. I'll read just a bit. After facing a loud and frustrated crowd at a forum on new school standards called the Common Core Curriculum, State Ed Commissioner John King in New York decided to suspend other town hall meetings, saying they were, quote, co-opted by special interests.
And by the way, that's possible. On the other hand, when you set up a meeting and you say everybody's invited and some people come and some people don't, what did you think was going to happen? Now, there is a lot of debate over this Common Core, and there are many people who think that it is too tough on teaching to the test and testing. And when you have a group of people, among them teachers, who are concerned about what's going on in their classrooms and what they have to do and whether it's impossible, what do you expect? And, you know, if you have a meeting and you say we're going to talk about it and the people who are most concerned show up, then don't have a meeting. Don't say you're going to have a meeting, and then you really look bad when you don't have it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, good to have you back.
Thank you, David. Always great to be here.